Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to another episode of Song Title Challenge, where the question is, climbers, how should you write this one? So climbers, aka listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles. Send them to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. And put Song Title Challenge, or STC, in the subject line so it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then I store them. I look through the long list of titles that we have. I try to pick out the coolest ones I can find, or the ones that I just think could go somewhere today. So it's completely subjective to me. And I spring them live on the air to Brent, our co-host and hit songwriter, along with a guest that's a hit songwriter and a killer writer. And so they just drop it right in their lap right now. And we kind of recreate what you're supposed to be doing before you get into a write. Or if you're in a write with an artist and they're like, I got to write this title. And you're going to have to song title challenge it right there to make that cool. And not for nothing, this is a fantastic way to breathe new life into old hooks in your hook book. And Brent, you've gotten some cuts from doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fun creative exercise, not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. You can use all of what we say. You can use none of what we say. But we do demand an invite to the number one party, right?
That's right.
Did I miss anything?
No, I just wanted to help model this and hopefully a little bit of infotainment, which is funny with today's guest. This actually happened where we were writing and the artist we were writing with brought up a title that I'd thrown out before. I'd forgotten I'd thrown this title out. He's like, I really like that. We're like, well, we're going to figure it out. We're going to write it.
Yeah. So I love that.
That is exactly what happened last time our guest and I got together. So this is for
awesome.
Real.
Well, why don't you, without further ado, introduce our guest. He's famous. Yeah. I had to embarrass you a little bit.
make that vaguely familiar in certain circles.
There we go. Yes. So it's at VFCC, vaguely familiar in certain circles. Mm-hmm. Our guest today is one of the founding members of the hit country group Little Texas. Vocals, guitar, songwriter. Some of the hits that he's had a hand in writing for Little Texas are Some Guys Have All the Love, First Time for Everything, Kick a Little, and one of my personal favorites, and I did gush over this last time we were together, is What Might Have Been, which that song and that video just hit me in the feels every time. You can drop me in the last 5 seconds of that video and I'm going to tear up. It's awesome. It's a classic. It's one of my personal favorites. And he currently teaches, well, he's still on the road with Little Texas, and he also teaches a class at Belmont, which we've talked a little bit about that. It sounds like a super cool class. One of my interns, Tessa, was like, I want to get in that class. So maybe she might see you next
semester. We know a guy.
Next
we
semester.
Know a guy.
I know a guy. And, and we got to meet because our mutual friend Butch Baker was nice enough last time I was in town to connect me with our guest and get us in the writing room together. So shout out to Butch. I appreciate that. But Dwayne O'Brien, welcome to The Climb.
Welcome.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you for saying yes, Dwayne.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you for saying
absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Yeah. Butch had gotten us together. Butch had been one of my oldest, dearest friends in this business for the longest time.
Mm.
So So I really appreciate him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He is a great guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right on. Well, we know the game. Are we ready?
Never. And that's the fun part of it.
Okay. Here we go. So today's song title comes from climber Kay Mott.
Yay. Hey, Kay.
Have we done a title from her before, Brent? I feel...
I don't know. I mean, her name is really familiar because I've seen her through a bunch of songwriting pro stuff and yeah. everything. So I don't know if I've seen her name here before.
I can't. We've done so many of these dang things. I can't remember who we've done and who we haven't done. That's a high class problem.
Yeah, Dwayne, this is like episode 133.
Yeah.
So it's right. We've done a few of these.
So, all right. And the song title is, I'm going to give you the hot take before you give the song title. Sounds a little specific.
Okay.
Which normally I don't like. You know what I mean? I think it's hard. But I think because there's some turns we could take, let's just see what we come up with on this one. Okay.
Oh, okay.
The song title is Keeping the Dirt Alive.
Keeping the Dirt Alive?
Keeping the Dirt Alive. Now, this is part of the challenge, Dwayne, because this might be a part of the moment where in the songwriting room, you'd like, let's go to lunch. Or what else do you have?
or just sit there and go, yeah, I have one. It's called blah, blah, blah. Just kind of roll over it.
I don't know.
But that's the challenge. We got to make something out of this stuff.
I'm
right
actually,
here.
My brain is seething with rivulets of thought on that.
Yeah. Keeping the dirt.
I think there's a few ways to do that. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Sometimes you're in the room and somebody throws out, how about this? And you're like, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. That's,
ooh, yeah. Deep. That one's really
yeah. deep. I don't know. Deep. Yeah. Called it. They're a little too deep for me. I haven't had my coffee. Yeah, sorry.
We're going to have to like ruminate on that one. How about?
Yeah. Let's put a pin in that one.
Yeah.
And maybe come back to it. I've got to ponder that.
How about something with a truck? Yeah.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. But that's okay. So say it again. The title is
Keeping the Dirt Alive.
Okay. All right.
Keeping.
So, I mean, the first thing I think of is,
yeah,
I'll pop the top on this one, is the dirt, like the rumor.
Yes.
Negative rumors. Mm-hmm. And this person is keeping the dirt alive. Like, won't let that rumor die. Won't.
Yes.
Like, just will keep bad mouth and whatever. Mm-hmm. What's the dirt? What's the scoop on this thing for whatever reason? Then, which opens up the next question, like, what is the dirt and why are you keeping it alive?
Mm-hmm.
Which I have no idea.
Yeah, old news, old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw one out there.
Yeah, kind of like the town gossip. We had a song in Candygram from Mongo, this band I played with in Los Angeles, called Shannon Told Me, and it was about the gossip in the girl group of all the wives. She wasn't happy about it because it was true, but we love her. Like, I love her dearly, but she is the gossip. But the opening line was, if you want the world to know, tell Shannon it's a secret.
Yeah.
She'll promise not to tell, but you know she'll never keep it.
Right. And then she's at a crossroads. She's like, I'm upset and I want to tell people, but telling them is proving them right. They caught me. Anyway.
Is it really?
But yeah, I was thinking like Motley Crue's The Dirt.
Yeah.
Keeping, that could be a rock song where we're just out there keeping the dirt alive, right? We're just out there doing it like we've always done it. The rock, dirty rock thing.
The dirty rock, gritty band kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keeping the old school rock kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what jumped in my head. Maybe it's because I'm originally from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Literally out there working that scrub land.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get it to produce, keeping the dirt alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Oh, you
trying
could,
to get,
okay.
Yeah, trying to get something to grow.
Trying to get something to grow.
Like a farmer, something like that.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Springboarding off of that, like, what if you're talking, and this would be a great country vibe, what if you're talking about like a piece of land that's been in the family for generations, and we're just out here keeping the dirt alive?
Mm-hmm.
It could be all about the small town, and maybe not even about the farm, but it's like, my great-grandfather plowed this land, I plowed this land, we're all here, and we're just out here keeping the dirt alive.
Yeah.
I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, I like that, because that just has a lot more resonance than just like somebody gossiping, unless you do it really cool. So I do like that. And yeah, I can see a lot of ways to go. And also,
go ahead, Brent. I'm sorry.
Oh, and this is like any genre too. So it doesn't matter what genre we pull from. It's all fair game because we're just brainstorming.
Yeah.
But what were you going to say?
You could throw all those in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nothing like small town gossip. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you have like the farmer in verse one, you got the gossip in verse two, you got the.
I'm just out here working it, you know, or try to get there, but he's just out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of that. I'm just keeping the dirt alive.
Yeah. She's talking bad about me, but I got too busy trying to get my crops to come up to worry about that. You're out there keeping the dirt alive. Well, I ain't got time for that. I'm trying to keep this dirt alive.
Yeah.
What if, cool. And by the way, Dwayne, of course, we can put anything before the title or anything after the title to twist it up. Mm-hmm. You have carte blanche on that. But what if it's, isn't there a fair amount of gossip that happens after a church service?
Well, they're called prayer requests.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah.
We got to want to put someone on the prayer list.
Right.
That's like your pious way of gossiping. You know, we just need to pray for Sally because she has been getting on with that boy from the Costco. And I think he's married. And so we just need to pray for them because I heard they're down okay, so-and-so on Saturday night.
What if the song is about just the reality of the social exchanges that happen after a church service?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What if that's the title? Prayer request, just another way of keeping the dirt alive.
Yeah. Not ready to let it go.
Ah. It could be real snarky and funny.
Yeah, it's like, has anyone checked on Tammy? Because we know about last year she was into this thing. I just wonder if anyone heard any updates, any prayer requests, anything, any praises. Is she over that affair? Is she not?
Don't look right now, but you just wrote like the first verse. Yeah. You know what I mean? It could be very specific about these different stories.
I'm so glad she's past that. Past what? Well.
Exactly. Oh, that's funny.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Just some rumors just won't die. You know, keeping the dirt alive.
You know, remember Charlie Miles and the Baxter Boy?
Oh, that just happened.
Yeah.
Some rumors just won't die. Keeping the dirt alive.
Exactly, man. It's, yeah.
I'm sorry, Dwayne. I spoke over you. What were you saying?
Not at all. No. Feel free. I'm just, I'm just thinking. But all that's great. There was a great, you talk about songwriting history. One of my favorite, remember J.D. Souther?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, James Taylor with the one of the best like gossipy kind of songs. Remember that used to be her town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Someone said something about someone said something and something.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah.
And that kind of another we're going to do that, but can't touch that. That's
yeah.
Okay, so.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know what? On that note, you just made me think of a line from Miranda Lambert's Vice,
mm-hmm.
where it's like, I wear a new town like a leather jacket.
Mm-hmm.
When the new rubs off, I don't even pack it. Like she's just talking about, she's mm-hmm. like a tornado going from town to town, right? So what if she's doing that and keeping the dirt alive?
Yeah, it's like people got dirt on me and I'm still not changing my ways. I'm just keeping the dirt alive. Like I'm not changing. You got dirt on me. Well, that's fine. I'm just out here keeping the dirt alive. Like I'm living up to your low expectations.
Or yeah, they're not rumors if they're true.
Exactly.
There's a lot of gold here already, just lyrically.
Right, like that. Like the guy, you know, like hard living or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
My life just keeps the dirt alive.
Yeah.
Somehow I just keeping the dirt alive.
Yeah, that's funny.
Can't get past it. Can't follow me around like a stray dog.
Like slinging, people throwing mud. There's that thing about people talking bad about people's throwing mud. Mm-hmm. And what's mud made of? Dirt. I wonder if there's something there that you can play off mm-hmm. of in a verse or somewhere in a chorus. But also thinking, and y'all have referenced this some, I think, touched on it, but just that small town, like I think of a kind of like a Brantley Gilbert or like the Southern rock-infused country artist that is dirt kind of being a metaphor for that just down home, dirty country, red dirt, maybe of slinging mud,
mm-hmm. yeah,
cutting donuts in a field and
kicking up dust,
all
got
that stuff,
barbed wire fence,
and keeping the dirt alive. Maybe that's the thing, keeping the dirt alive, like kicking up dust in the air, right? Because it's mm-hmm. it's lively when it's up in the air, when you're slinging up mud, we're just keeping alive, man, because the small town's trying to die and we're just keeping the dirt alive, like a party kind of. Dirty South kind of thing.
And mud comes off truck tires too.
Sure does.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Now, okay. So what about what happened? Like what are some images that come into your head when we think about kicking up dust, right? I think about like a late night sort of bonfire party or something out in the country
mm-hmm.
and the headlights are on and you just see the dust going through the headlights,
mm-hmm.
kicking up dust in a baseball game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like driving really fast down a country road,
mm-hmm.
dirt bikes, ATVs, all that stuff, mudding, like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a whole lot of small town gossip around the bonfire too.
Oh yeah,
uh-huh. You have to keep it. If you're thinking of more of a, and to take it in a young direction, you know, the small town high school.
Oh, and the same thing we were talking about with the church framework
fits in there too.
Could work there.
Yeah.
Where the specificity of the lyrics is from stories of people that the small town things that are going on with people and other people talking about it.
Well, you know, in a lot of small towns, that's the same crowd.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the same crowd. It's like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Same. Well, that's the Saturday night crowd that then gets dressed up on Sunday morning.
Right. Yeah.
Same conversations. Well, that, yeah. And there's another way. Same stories, but now they're telling it at church. It's a prayer request.
It's, yeah. Gossip on Saturday night, prayer request on Sunday morning. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Just keep it dirt alive.
And so, yeah, that could be like just kind of capturing that whole small town kind of vibe, all these different ways of keeping the dirt alive.
Yeah.
Like, I think of rain too. Like, when you're talking about like farming and stuff, like, man, just praying for some rain to keep the dirt alive kind of things. Another slice of that kind of farming thing, but something to happen.
Oh, if you went hardcore down, okay, you could talk about like, check this out. You could just, like the down home country boy, hardworking man. Mm-hmm. We rotate the crops, keep the dirt alive.
Yeah.
It's kind of like old, but what is it? What was Jason Aldean's song? The old dirt.
We had like Amarillo Sky.
Some broke around here.
Okay. Yeah. Dirt Road Anthem.
You're talking about all the stuff you do because you're rotating the crops, keeps the dirt alive, literally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the seeds, pray for rain.
Yep.
Mm hmm.
To what? To keep the dirt alive. We're
watch
just trying
the sky.
To keep the dirt alive.
Yeah.
Watch the sky.
It's a dry county, but we're praying for rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I got one. It could be a stretch.
Yeah. Okay.
This could be a stretch.
It's a safe place.
But what if we're telling stories about like really amazing people that have passed on and they all go, and it's through the eyes of the caretaker at the graveyard.
Hmm. Hmm. So now they're compost. Is that what you're saying? Grass is growing out of them? That's gross, Johnny.
Well, yeah, they're keeping the dirt alive and he's there keeping the dirt alive or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So maybe the dirt alive is like, maybe he's talking about people that passed and you're sort of giving grace to these people who had a scandal or something in the town.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem to matter much after they pass away or something. You know what I mean? Like they're just human.
Yeah.
They all go in the same size box kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just out here keeping the dirt alive because that guy, he's there for every funeral.
Yeah.
Like what stories could he tell?
Yeah, that's interesting.
That might be a stretch.
Yeah. But this is a place to stretch. This is what's fun. And the stuff that spins off that is sometimes you're like, oh, if you back that down a little bit or go a little bit further. And then it's, you know, like this is one of the things for whoever's listening, like, and that doesn't suck at all. But were you saying it may be a stretch reminds me of that phrase, you know, dare to suck.
Yeah.
Like this is a time to throw that stuff out there.
This is the time to suck.
This is the time to not be afraid because we can always, it may lead to something that's spectacular or it may be spectacular and you just didn't get it yourself, but someone else may see the genius.
And
in
I think
it,
that's good advice for everybody. Mm-hmm. You have to be for co-writing situations. You got to be vulnerable. You got to be willing to call me crazy, call me nuts to just throw it out.
Yeah.
Cause from that might be the fork in the road. That might be the thing that it turns on. It takes it a certain way. Sometimes less is more. Well, sometimes more is more.
Yeah.
To be able to voice what you might be thinking, even if it's not fully formed yet.
Yep.
Yeah.
But just and having that trust in your co-writers and that relationship, because that's really where it comes from. I think the magic comes from that, the trust and the being able to be vulnerable with each other and honest and throw stuff out there and not like think that they're over there going, yeah, that really kind of or anything. But
yeah,
just does that make sense?
That sucks.
Yeah. Right. Well. Delete. What do you do? You on your phone looking through your song ideas? No, I'm on my phone deleting your contact information because that angle did not work. That does not happen.
Now, remember, you can say, especially around Nashville, you can say anything as long as you follow it. Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
That sucks. Bless your heart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Woo. Might it be better if.
Yeah, good time.
So what else is dirt alive? Like, well, Johnny was kind of getting there with the graveyard kind of thing. I was like, man, is there like a gospel, Southern gospel angle on keeping the dirt alive? Like, what is dirt? What else could that represent? I haven't found it yet, but I'm just wondering, like, since we do any genres on the table, like, what else could that be?
Yeah.
A circle of life song?
Maybe so. Or maybe it's like the, actually, like, maybe more kind of even like granola, Colorado hippie Americana folky stuff about we come from the earth and to the earth we return on that sort of thing. Let my body feed the earth when I go. really yeah. folky kind of stuff. Yeah. That would make sense. You know, the circle, like you're saying, circle of life.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like when I thought about that, I thought about there's this movie that John Travolta was in that was really good. It was called Michael. Did you ever see
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, the angel. Yeah.
He was an angel.
He was a really not a great angel, but yes, yeah. it was a fun movie.
Yeah, a rough angel. It was yeah. a real, it was an interesting twist on the whole thing, right?
It was, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't Michael. It was
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon, where he's eating the apple and he's talking to the little kid, her son, right? Mm-hmm. And he's just like, he goes, it's like this apple. Everything is on its way to somewhere. So this apple came up out of a tree, came up out of the ground, grew this apple. Now I'm going to eat it. I'm going to turn it into energy. And then I'm going to go somewhere because mm-hmm. he's going to yeah. die. And you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, you could have a really deep one
oh, yeah.
mm-hmm. right there if yeah. you kind of did. And basically, we're all just here keeping the dirt alive.
Yeah.
All the animals, the dog dies. It's the circle of life.
It's kind of interesting. Like, yeah, even when you die, there's, in a way, you can look at their service in that. Mm-hmm. Even when you die, you're keeping the dirt alive.
Yeah.
Like, your last act or post-last act on this earth is keeping the dirt alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can get pretty deep and philosophical on that, which would be interesting. Yeah.
The ashes to ashes.
Yeah, exactly. Dust to dust.
Yeah. I love it. We got some good looks at this, guys. Mm-hmm.
This is, yeah.
I think we got some really good looks at this.
That went better than I thought.
And me too. I'm like, I really envy us right now.
Hey, Mott, you scared the heck out of me about 20 minutes ago with this title, but Dwayne, you saved us. Thank you.
Whew. Oh, that's right. So Dwayne, once again, thank you for saying yes. Where can everybody go to connect with you?
Yeah, well, say the band sites, you know, littletexasonline.com.
Okay.
And then my social media, Dwayne O'Brien Music.
Okay.
Under a little bit of construction, but keep checking back. You'll be able to go there and then link to my Instas and all that stuff. I got to find the right sunset, though. I'm going to make my first Insta post. I got to do the thing, the hand,
the
heart.
The heart hands.
The heart and that sunset.
So I'm trying to get that right. But
yeah. And do we want to talk about the latest Little Texas release?
Well, we're always right and moving forward, playing a lot live. We're all over the place.
Okay. When are you playing in Nashville next? I want to come.
Oh, man. You know what? Nashville is a hard place to play.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not at one of the big arenas, we did a fundraiser a few weeks ago. It was at the Nashville Speedway for the first responders and the firefighters and everything.
Oh, sure.
That was a great night.
But oh, awesome.
Things like that. Every once in a while, you know, they call us for the Opry. It's about time they call us back.
Yeah.
Too nice. A little shout out to the Opry. But just be, I'm sure we'll be close out there.
I'll keep an eye on him, man. I want to come up and hug you and shake your hand.
Wherever we are.
Right on.
Yeah, that's awesome. The next, as we speak, I think our next gig is in the tail end of January down in Key West.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
Florida, which, well, this
terrible. When? What just day?
I think the 31st, 30th, 31st.
I'll be gone by, I'm going to be down in Key West from the week of the 17th.
Oh, man.
But that's for a hair band festival, Dwayne.
Awesome.
That's a mothership I came from.
Yes. This episode should drop on January 20th. So if y'all are listening, then get on down to Key West. You got 11 days.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Very good.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Dwayne. That brings us to the end of another killer song title challenge. Send your titles in to info@daredevilproduction.com. Put song title challenge or STC in the subject line. We want to get you this title fleshed out with a hit songwriter of this caliber right here. All right, this podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing
and we'll see you at the top.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.